This community update was brought to you by U-Radio. With tariffs from the United States, many Manitoba farmers and small business owners say turning a profit is harder than ever. That concern was front and center at the 14th annual Fiber Festival in Winnipeg. Leah Bauer, owner of Apothecandy.
This has been basically consuming all of my waking hours and some of my sleeping hours over the last little while, and especially the last few weeks as all of these changes have been coming into place with the de minimis.
She began as a goat farmer, later combining herbal medicine and natural dyeing to create goat milk soap and botanical skincare. But with 30% of her products once shipped to the U.S., Bauer says new tariff rules forced a difficult choice.
You know, at least 30% of my business goes to the United States, and I have some very loyal customers down there. And so it really was hard to tell them that I just couldn't make sense of shipping to them, and I didn't want them to end up with additional tariffs or fees and unhappy, or ending up having shipments refused and sent back. It just made the most sense for me to turn off shipments. And that'll be interesting to see how it affects the rest of my year, because I'm going into my busy season right now, right?
Bauer isn't alone. Festival organizer and board chair Ash Ahlberg said many vendors share Leah's concerns.
Administration in the States is not one that we can trust. And there's so much upheaval and just like lack of clarity around things and lack of being able to trust that something will be stable long enough for you to make plans and follow them through, makes it really difficult as a small business owner to figure out, like, you know, what are you going to do for the holiday season?
Beyond tariffs, the festival highlighted challenges facing Canada's wool industry. About 90% of the country's wool is exported for processing, while most of what Canadians use is imported. And a hunter is a farmer and small business owner.
And the reason is we've lost our infrastructure. We don't have the manufacturing facilities, the labor, or the knowledge on how to deal with our domestic wool industry. So, I think there's a lot of efforts that are being made to bring back wool production in Canada and in Manitoba. We now have two wool mills. We have thriving events like this that are creating that connection, that are trying to connect to the local sources of wool.
For organizers like Ash Ahlberg, the festival is also about reminding people where their clothing comes from.
Clothing is also agricultural. You know, we've been so separated from it that people can forget that. But clothing is at its core an agricultural product as well. So all of those things that we think about when we think about local food movements and sustainability of food also apply to textiles.
As for Bauer, she believes government support is key in helping small businesses thrive.
What I would like to see for me as a small business is a lot more support for small businesses in understanding the CUSMA regulations in terms of proving Canadian made. I raise my own goats, I milk them, I grow my own plants, right? This is Canadian made. But figuring out and having that information available for a small business like me is a little bit harder to come by.
Despite ongoing challenges and financial struggles in farmers and small business owners, the Fiber Festival ended on a hopeful note.
I hope that everybody just takes away a lot of joy. I think that is something that right now can feel really fleeting for a lot of folks and really hard to find. But I hope that this just is a weekend that inspires people, that lights them up, that makes them excited about things. And, you know, maybe they learn a new skill. Maybe they learn something that they didn't understand before. Maybe they make a new friend. Maybe they completely change their life. That has happened on more than one occasion. But I hope, if nothing else, people leave with a smile on their face.
With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.